Papers now here on France 24. We're going to have a look through some of the main stories with Dipti. And Dipti starting today with the confirmation of victory in Indonesia's general elections, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Prabowo Subianto, the defense minister, received the most votes in last month's election. It's official. He will be Indonesia's next president after a landslide win. That's from the Singaporean newspaper Straits Times this Thursday. His presidential campaign was marred by allegations of undue influence by the outgoing president, Joko Widodo, who's accused of having appointed his own son to be Prabowo's running mate and now consequently his vice president. A landslide win is also how the Jakarta Post, the Indonesian daily, is describing it on its website. Prabowo is securing 96.2 million votes. That's 58.6% of the total votes cast. However, in the editorial, the paper says these elections have yielded mixed results because Prabowo's party did not fare well in the legislative portion of these elections. And furthermore, before his inauguration in October, he'll have to deal with legal challenges from his political rivals over the election results at the Constitutional Court. He'll also have to face an inquiry on election irregularities.
Love this next story. Here in France, a photo of the French president Emmanuel Macron boxing has rather raised eyebrows and become satirical fodder, perhaps not surprisingly, for internet users, Dipti.
Yeah, and actually, it's the French papers aren't headlining on it today, but the Daily Telegraph in the UK is. And the little caption here says that the photos released by Macron have been described by the French media as a show of ultimate virility, other outlets describing the president as ready for battle, some evoking his Olympic strength as well, his move from dove to hawkish when it comes to Ukraine. So this picture clearly being interpreted in a myriad of ways by the press today. The left-wing daily Libération, they're not really a friend of Emmanuel Macron when it comes to his politics, but they slam these theatrical photos saying that they scream strength and power. Rocky Macron, I quote, is a real man, it adds sarcastically. Not clear if the biceps in this picture have been digitally altered or augmented in Photoshop, but the photos have been joyously mocked online. People poking fun, as I mentioned, at his Olympic strength. This user says after that boxing session, he went straight on to his javelin throwing session. Obviously, this is, in this case, a photoshopped image of the French president. You never know anymore.
Exactly. You never know. After that, he did the press review as well. Now, he's the highest paid baseball player in the history of Major League Baseball in the US with a contract worth $700 million. This is the Dodgers slugger Shohei Ohtani. Has had some personal trouble recently, though.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani is a Japanese baseball wonder kid who became the highest paid baseball player of the MLB when he signed a 10-year, $700 million contract with the LA Dodgers. The 29-year-old doesn't speak English, so as part of that deal, his very close personal friend serves as his interpreter and sort of came as part of that deal. That friend, however, has now been fired, the LA Times reports, after representatives for Ohtani accused the interpreter of having stolen from Ohtani to place bets with an illegal bookmaker who's now under federal investigation.
Yeah, so trouble in paradise for Shohei Ohtani. Trouble in paradise also for France. You may remember we mentioned this briefly yesterday, but France has slipped even further in the world happiness study, and the papers are talking about it, aren't they?
That's right. Le Parisien in particular is talking about it today on its front page with this. You can feel the despair in this headline. What are we waiting for to be happy? Le Parisien says on its front page, accompanied by an idyllic picture of family happiness that apparently does not exist in France. France slipped further down the rankings to 27th place this year on that happiness index. You know, if you look at the state of things, certainly some things have gone awry. You have unhappy teachers, you have anxiety around the police, you have a shortfall in hospitals, declining birth rate. At the same time, Le Parisien has interviewed certain experts who say you need to take this with a grain of salt. After all, it's totally part of the French malaise to be unhappy. To quote Sylvain Tesson, France is a paradise inhabited by people who think they're living in hell. It's a very well-worn way of a commentary about the French people. Yeah. But what's interesting in Le Parisien's coverage is there's an interview here where they interview a psychiatrist, and the first question they ask is, what is happiness? So you might think that maybe somebody should be asking the Finns what happiness is. I think they are certainly the champions of happiness.
They certainly are. We'll get some Finns to come and live here in Paris to cheer everyone up a little bit. Thanks, Tipti. Tipti with the papers here on France 24, an unphotoshopped Tika Laurent there.